I just wanted to just jump on here. I hadn't made a podcast in a while. We just got married not too long ago, like 3 months ago. And that's pretty crazy. So I got a wife now. And yeah, she's off doing something. So I'm here. It's like Sunday afternoon, I guess late afternoon. It's like 5 o'clock and I'm about to go meet with somebody. And I was thinking about this. I've just been so, in the last month or so, maybe even more than that, just so aware of this. And this is stuff that I've been taught, but I'm seeing it in action now. And it's like, I don't know, it's cool. So just the, bitterness, like roots of unforgiveness, all that stuff, like it can have such an impact on all our relationships. It's crazy. And I see people go through that to where, because they've not been obedient to the Lord in one area, and it could be just with one person that's wronged them and they haven't forgiven that person, it affects all their other relationships. It sets us up for failure, to then we're vulnerable to be bitter towards other people, because of that one person that we didn't forgive. So now there might be a couple people down the road, a couple months or a couple years. Now there's several people. We kind of just, we hear their name and we're like, you know, and I see that with people. And where does it start? I think it starts with, complaining, gossiping, saying things about those people behind the scenes, letting things dwell in our heart, in our thought life, about those people, and really just not keeping our mind in check and in alignment with the will of God. And we can all do that. It doesn't matter how long we've been a Christian. We can take thoughts captive to the best that we understand. Even if somebody just got saved and you start having thoughts towards this person or that person and their bitter thoughts or whatever, and God reveals it to you, it's like, hey, you're thinking this way towards this person. You can just in that moment be like, God, thank you. I love that person, and I bless them, and I speak life over them. I'm not going to harbor that stuff. I'm not going to vocalize any of these things. God, thank you. These thoughts, they no longer have anything to do with me. God, I thank you because I've been forgiven. I'm going to forgive, and I'm not walking in that. I thank you, and forgiveness has no place in my life, God, and I just bless them and speak life over them. And then you still feel the same way. So they just, that voice comes back. It's whispering in your ear. It's like, whatever, you know. And then you just keep going, and you just keep praying that way. And it's, we can really live free. We can really live free in our thought life. We can really live free in our relationships with people, where we bless them. We don't speak evil of them. We don't talk about them when they're not around and say things that we wouldn't say if they, were in the room. And I think that's where it starts. There's gotta be a level of personal accountability. And it all comes from knowing who we are in Christ. I think a big part of it is just a lack of identity. It's a lack of understanding who we really are in Christ and the way that Christ lived when he walked around the earth. Or it's having this holy reverence for God, but not thinking that our lives could look anything like his. When really that's the whole thing that he's called us to. Like, he loves us so much. He said, follow me, so we must be able to follow him. In the Bible, it talks over and over again about being in Christ. It talks about being united in Christ, united with Christ. What does that mean? What does that look like? Like, he's called us to a life that looks like his. Like, it's all about the transformation of life, and it's exciting. It's not something that's way far off one day, you know, or even one day when we die, you know, finally then we'll be with him. Like, no, we're with him now. He's all about it. He's all about us. And we can live so free. Our lives don't need to look like the world. We can be transformed by the renewing of our minds, not conformed to the ways of this world. He's brought us out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. So we're in, we're not out. We're not on the outside, we're in. And he is for us, and we've got everything we need in Christ to be able to walk this thing out and be transformed into his image. It's so awesome. And it's not talking, he's not talking about being perfect, even though he says, I believe it's in Peter. I think it's in Matthew 5. I'm thinking of a different thing in Peter. In Peter, he says, be holy as your Father in heaven is holy, I believe. And Jesus says, be perfect, as your, Father in heaven's perfect in Matthew 5. But there's another thing in Peter where he says, be holy. And that can be such a legalistic thing, and people can hear that and be like, wow, I'm really not doing good then. And our own mind just starts to accuse us. And that's not what God wants either. He says that the devil's actually the accuser of men day and night. He's accusing the brethren before God. And it's exciting, and it all comes down to the finished work of Christ, what happened on the cross, and we can all live free. The Bible talks about being dead to sin and alive to God. In Romans 6, sorry. Over and over it says that. Being dead to sin, being free from sin. So if he's saying we can live that way, we can live that way. He's a good father. He's not gonna, when we ask him for something, he's not gonna give us something else. And even if we don't have what we're asking for yet, that doesn't mean that God didn't want to do it. We were talking today about the bowls. These, you know, in Revelation it talks about the prayers of the saints being poured out from heaven, you know, prayers of God's people, and poured out of this bowl. We were talking about that in our Sunday school stuff before church, and it's so true. When we're living by faith, when we're living from a place of faith, it really doesn't even matter what's going on around us. We can live free. And for anybody listening to this, I so want to encourage you guys. If there's somebody that has been struggling with habitual sin, or maybe not even if it's something you've done continually, maybe it's just unforgiveness, whatever, today is the day, and the right time, to just begin to talk to God about that thing, not in a place of, like you're losing and like you're defeated and like he's mad at you, but in a place of just, God, would you help me with this thing? Thank you for setting me free. Thank you, God. In regards to who I am as a person, I'm a new creation in Christ. The old things have passed away. All things have become new. I've been born again, and my life was bought with a high price. So I just thank you for the value of my life, God, and that I see that through the cross and through the price that you paid. And thank you, God, for leading me to greater and greater. Thank you, God. Lead me in a way where I'm not sin conscious, but I'm conscious of and thinking about the things of God every day. When my mind tries to wander, God, thank you. I can live a life of praise and thanksgiving. Thank you, no matter what, no matter even how I've been doing today. We can pray this way, you guys. Even if you've just messed up, even if you've just sinned today and done something within the last couple hours, within the last hour, whatever, you can pray this way. God, I don't want to live in a place of not being repentant. I don't want to live in a place of just letting things go. I thank you for putting conviction in my life. Lord, I want to be obedient to you. But God, I'm not going to live as just a slave to my mind and a slave to shame and guilt anymore. I'm not going to live as a slave to fear anymore, God. I'm not going to live by what man says about me and what they say about my life and failures and this and that. No, God, I want to live by what you say about me. And I thank you that you say that I'm free, and who the Son sets free is free indeed. So even though I might not have seen it happen yet, I'm believing that today's the day. And we can pray like that every day, and we can pray like that every time, you guys. Thanking him that you've been set free. God, thank you. You've already set me free. Even though I don't see it yet, you set me free, and I'm gonna see it. I thank you for releasing me from darkness into light, God. And even though there might be things in my life that don't totally add up, I know whose I am, and I know the way that I'm going, and that you're calling me to greater. And we can just pray that way, you guys. So I hope this was encouraging. With the whole thing that we don't have to live with offense. We don't have to be hurt by people. If someone is saying, yeah, what this person did really hurt me, that's already right there. They don't get it. There's more. There's more to what they're believing. We don't even have to be vulnerable to being hurt. We don't. And it's not to say that someone couldn't say something and we couldn't feel a certain way. But it's in that moment when someone says that thing or whatever, if you feel a certain way, if you feel angry, if you feel like it makes you feel sad or it makes you feel alone or whatever, right there in that moment, you can choose if you're going to be hurt or if you're going to love. And it's a choice. He says there's never a temptation that's overtaken us that's beyond what we can bear. There's never anything even presented before us beyond what we can bear. There's always a way out. So in that situation, we can choose if we're going to love or if we're going to be hurt. And I'm telling you guys, we can do this thing. We don't need to be vulnerable to the world around us, to the people around us, and we can. I had an alarm go off and I had to go, so we're in the truck now. It might be kind of loud, but I think that was it. I think that was the gist of it. Just to really encourage everybody listening to this, worship, communion, intimacy, and relationship with God, that's how we stay free. In Galatians, there's somewhere it says stay free. I just know it says that. Like, I don't know where the verse is or what context it's in, but I think that's one you can pull out of context and it still works. You can't do it with every verse, but some of them you can. I think we can all stay free. And it starts just in your personal relationship with God. And we can all do this. He's excited about it. He's excited for us to have intimacy with him. And the way we're able to respond that way, even, and pray and respond different than the world in those situations where we're presented with temptation to be hurt or offended, is through intimacy with God. Because if we're not with him in the secret place, we're really not going to be prepared for when those things come up. We're just trying to apply apply this message or apply a sermon or something in that moment, but it's not become real in your own life with God in the secret place. So it's only, you're just kind of pulling something out of your pocket and seeing if it works in a sense, which, not saying don't do that. If you feel like you really haven't figured it all out yet, that's fine. That's okay. You can still pray in that moment and give thanks to God and choose not to respond that way. But it's through intimacy and relationship with him when we're alone, when nobody's looking, that's when this stuff really becomes real to us, and It doesn't just become something we're trying to apply and do. It just becomes part of who we are. It's our natural response. When people say a knee-jerk reaction, I think it's fair to say now, I've only been saved a couple years. I've only been saved 5-6 years, but my knee-jerk reaction is to forgive. Even though there might be times I don't feel like doing it, my knee-jerk reaction is not to get hurt. It's very hard now for me to get hurt, and I really can't. I don't relate to it. I don't relate to responding that way. I don't relate to complaining. And I think just the life God has for us is so awesome. And we can live really free and not vulnerable to the world around us, to the people around us. And we can love in response to whatever goes on. So, yeah, I think I could just keep talking kind of in circles, but it wouldn't really be a bad thing because this stuff's super important. So, anyways, bless you guys.